This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 23rd. God's word to you today is seek and drink. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55 verse 1, and it says, "Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free." It is possible to be in a place where God is doing amazing things, and it is natural to you. You have to be able to discern God's move. In fact, it is your responsibility to discern God's move. John 4 verse 10 says, "Jesus replied, 'If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water.' It is not arrogance to know who you are. You must know who you are. And if people do not know who you are, you should gently introduce yourself to them, like Jesus introduced himself to this woman, without being arrogant." The bottom line is, when God is doing something in your home, do you recognize it? When God is doing something in your community, do you recognize him? Some of us have complained about our spouses, and God has actually begun the work on him or her. Can you see God moving? The question to you is, can you discern God's move even in your own life? Can you discern God's dealings in your own life and the areas where he is working on you? You have been praying for your child. Are you able to discern when God starts working on him or her? Can you discern God's move in your nation? John 4, 13 to 14 says, "Jesus replied, 'Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life.' How can your life be described by the people you do life with? Can your life be described as a bubbling fresh fountain of life? Would your spouse, your colleagues, or your neighbors say that you always bubble with fresh life? If this is not the description of your life, then it is one of two things. It is either you have not contacted the spring of living water that Jesus is talking about, or you have the spring, but you are drinking from another source. It is possible to have something and not utilize it. The question to you and I is, where are you drinking from? Are you drinking from television media? I have nothing against television media, but is television media where you get your worldview from? Are you getting your information about things to come primarily from news stations? A lot of today's news is bad news. Good news does not make news. When you're feeding on all sorts of negativity, the only thing that can flow out of you is negativity. If you want your life to be bubbling and fresh, you have to drink from the living waters. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to hunger and thirst for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.